and exactly what the Lord has put upon my heart here. In Jesus' name, I'm going to just, we're going to lift that up here in just a minute. Anna, do you have something you want to say to anybody here? Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Praise His holy, righteous name. Amen. Let's go to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. The Holy Spirit is going to release some things in this place today. He's already been doing it. It just absolutely amazes me. Those things that have already been released upon us in the name of Jesus. And the power of the Holy Spirit. You remember me one time, and I just we're going to go here and look at persistence in prayer. We're going to look at the power that comes through persistence in prayer. You know, but I want to say this one little point. You remember one time not long ago that I had a vision of the Holy Spirit. Remember that? And it was like a game, and it was like I was the coach. You know, kind of like a football game, you know, and the Holy Spirit was over here, and He was on the bench, and I was more on the line, you know, right? There's the field, and they're playing the game, and the vision was, and here was the Holy Spirit back here, and he was going, put me in, coach. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Put me in. Coach, put me in, coach. Put me in. The Holy Spirit is saying the same thing to you. That vision wasn't just for me. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying to you, because you're the coach. You're the coach because you're the one that has your foot on this planet Earth. You're the one that is in this life. You, in your flesh. You know, you are a part. There's an authority that you have to walk in. And why are you in that fleshly man? And the Holy Spirit is saying to you and me, put me in, coach. I pray that you will be thinking about that and praying about that. You know, a lot of times we think it's a reluctance trying to get God to move, or there's a secret formula. Some of them have just ran into the secret formula of the Holy Spirit. You know, when that really is not the way that it is at all. It really is not that way at all. You will find the power of the Holy Spirit. You will find the provisions of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to manifest them. He wants to manifest them not in a few, not in a couple. You know, He wants to manifest it through His body. He wants to manifest it through you. And once you get that into your heart and into your mind, and you become truly convinced of it, then the Spirit of the Lord will begin to lead you into the pathway to where you will find him in that manner. For you will find him in that manner. All right, glory to God. Persistence in prayer. As we're going to look at this little story that's right here, I'm going to begin in Luke in chapter 11 here, and I'm going to begin with verse 1. I'm really not going to get into the little parable here until we get to verse 5. As we begin here, and we're looking at what we call the Lord's Prayer. That is a message in itself. I'm going to just read it so that we can see what the context might be, but I'm really going to make more comment when we come down into verse 5 about persistence. And I believe that this is really the missing element many times in people's lives, that people don't really understand. You know, they know prayer and they know about faith, but they don't really understand how persistence in prayer is supposed to be a part of finding our answers to prayer. And not only our answers, but the breakthroughs that God wants to bring into our lives. I pray that the Spirit of God will impart something within you today in the anointing of Almighty God that will give you the power to enter into this persistence of the Lord and be able to bring forth the breakthroughs that are much on your heart. You understand that the things that are on your heart, not all are just about you and about your heart. You know, if you're walking with the Lord, those things that you find, those yearnings that you have deep down in your heart are really also being backed up by the purpose of God and the will of God. Because God wants to make you happy. He wants to make you fulfilled. He wants to glorify his name. He wants the good pleasure of the Lord to be up on you, and he wants to answer your prayers. You know, and many times it comes into this element right here that we're going to talk about here today. Here is verse 1 of Luke 11, 1. It says, it came about that while he was praying in a certain place, after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples." So I could say a lot, but I don't want to do that right now with that. But I want you to notice that, boy, whatever Jesus had, they wanted it. You know, what they saw, what they observed, you know, that's what they wanted in their lives as well. There was a stirring up that came. And then, you know, I'm not going to read on from verse 2, you know, when it goes on and it said to them, "When you pray." And then he talks about the Lord's Prayer, and we'll do that another time. But one thing I want you to see, that he's talking about how you can find victory and success in prayer. Now, that's what they saw, and that's what they were yearning for. And so then after he speaks, and after he speaks about the Lord's Prayer, and that's from verse 2, 3, and 4, then he continues on and he says this. Now this is important to you and I, because this applies to us in us seeing our prayers being answered. Here's verse 5. He gives this parable, this little story, and he said to them, "Suppose one of you shall have a friend and shall go to him at midnight." And you know, going at midnight, you know, it's not exactly maybe the best time in the world when you're wanting to get something. It is of a difficult nature, is at best right here that he's speaking. And then he says, "He shall go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves. And I just want to say, my goodness, this guy, he is bold, isn't he? You know, I mean, he had a need, and instead of putting it off, and it is about midnight, and this is his friend, and he goes. He's got a willing heart to step out there in the midst of the need and to try to find the answer to his need. And he's very, very bold about it. And I tell you, I don't really think that we're going to see a lot of prayers answered if we don't realize there is an element of boldness for us to lay hold of before the presence of the Lord. God wants to answer prayer. God wants to bless you with fulfillment. He is not a reluctant God. He is not a reluctant God. Many times it's just a failure for us to get down to the really into the nitty-gritty of it all, this persistence, and let God lead us to the fulfillment of the answer. Then he goes on at midnight, and he goes to him at midnight, and he says, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves. In verse 6, "For a friend of mine has come to me from a journey, and I have nothing to set before him." Then verse 7 says, "And from inside he shall answer, and he say, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been shut, and my children and I are in bed, and I cannot get up and give you anything.'" Then verse 8 goes on and says, "I tell you, even though," now you understand, they said, "Lord, teach us to pray the way that you pray. Teach us to have answers. Teach us how that we can see the power of God in prayer." And then verse 8 again, "I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because," and this is, I'm reading New American Standard, "because of his persistence," the NIV uses that word boldness, "his persistence, because," now notice that, "because," everybody say because. "Because of his persistence, he will get up and he will give him as much as he needs." Boy, how we need to hear this work, this word, that this instruction that has been given to you and to me in the midst of this. As we look at this, you know, there's a lot of people that think that, you know, they just, if there's any kind of resistance that goes on, they just kind of fall into a spirit of resignation. They don't really understand that you have to mount up a persistence in prayer to find the breakthrough of the Lord. You have to mount up a persistence in prayer in order to find the breakthrough of the Lord. You know, there are many that have never really learned how to press into God. Let the Holy Spirit teach you how to press into the Lord. Many, they pray, and then they just don't know what else to do, and they kind of leave it right there, and later on they might think of it again, and they might pray about it again some, whatever it would be. A little bit of time goes by, nothing's happened, nothing's going on, and usually they just leave it right there. Do we really think that that's prayer? Do we really think that we're going to see breakthrough? Do we really think we're going to see the power of God move in the midst of that? And many times it's because, I'll be honest with you, we just don't know any different. We just don't know any different. Many of us not really have been challenged or really been taught about prayer. You know, prayer is, you know, someone just bow, us all bow our heads now and pray. You know, and then somebody prays, you know, for about 15 seconds. You know, thank you, Jesus. You know, oh, okay. Yeah, how many of them have you got answered? Huh? How many of them have you got answered? I would tell you very, very few of them, because that's not really the spirit or the heart or the mind of God when it comes to prayer. I don't even know if you really want to call it prayer by itself. I know we do that at particular times as we honor God. I'm not faulting that. But if that is what prayer is to us, then we're missing the hand of God. We're missing the hand of God. I just want you to know that there is more. Everybody say, there's more. There is more. There is more to the provision of Almighty God. And so we fall into a spirit of resignation. And if not that, then what we end up doing is that you're so prone to easily deceptive defeat. We just so easily accept defeat. And, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, well, you know, if I pray about it and, you know, then and there's no answer coming forth, and if I meet up with any kind of resistance or anything like that, you know, well, if it's really the will of God, you know, then, you know, it would just be so easy. I'd ask God and, you know, and then, woo, there it would be, you know, and there's answered prayer, you know. But we feel like that if there's any kind of resistance going on, God must not be in it. You're being fooled. Come on out of that. And I mean, there's another part of it that I just have to say. There's just some people that are just too spiritually lazy to really lay hold of anything else that really brings forth answer. They rather bellyache, moan, groan, and complain because they love the realm of the negativity. They love the realm of defeat, and they love to complain about it because if they didn't have it to talk about, they wouldn't have anything to talk about at all. We got to come into this realm of this persistence. And if we're spiritually lazy about it or whatever it would be, then get down to business with God. Or just admit you don't really care if he answers your prayers or not. And quit bellyaching about it and just go on and be what you are. But make a decision. Make a decision. You know, God's Spirit will equip you. You will find the grace of God. You'll find the power of God. It will be by step at a time. It will be by step at a time. There will be labor involved. There will be activity involved. There will be work involved. There will be sacrifice involved. But there will be the miracle working power of Almighty God. There will be breakthroughs. There will be answers to prayers. And there will be eternal lives changed. God is looking for those people. He is truly looking for those people. So let's hear what the Lord, this is the Lord our God, as he was giving instructions to his disciples about prayer. You know, and this is the example, this story that he's giving right here. And he says, even though, you know, he comes at midnight and he comes at an inopportune time, at that moment, and he comes, but it's because of his persistence. It's because of his persistence. And what he's saying right here to you and I, we are looking at the power that's involved in persistence. I said that the New American Standard uses the word persistence. The NIV uses the word boldness. Boldness is there. There's no doubt that it is there. I don't like it. You know, but it is there because when we think of being bold, we usually think of it one way as being different from persistent, right? You know, so, you know, it's a matter of interpretation. That's fine. I mean, it is being bold, but it's more than being bold, you know, that persistent spirit, you know. And then we find that the King James uses the importunity, and I'll get to that in just a minute. But, you know, that Greek word for persistence is anadia, A-N-A-I-D-E-I-A, anadia. You know what's the funny thing about that is this is the only place it's ever used in Scripture. This is the only place and the only time it's ever used in Scripture, anadia. And here's really what its definition is: shamelessness, you know. Shamelessness, and you know, that's the anadia, persistence, shamelessness, or persistence, and how about this as a part of the definition, is opposite of modesty. The opposite of modesty. You know, that let me read it in the King James, that verse 8. I'll read that. In the King James, says, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as much as he needs. Now, that word, I'll give it to you, importunity, comes from the word importus, and it means a pressing. A pressing solicitation. In the dictionary, importune means to be importunic, to make persistent demands, to solicit with pernacity. That's pernacity. Everybody say, I feel a little pernacity. Come on now. Everybody say, I feel a little pernacity. If I got to say it, you got to say it too. You know, and that's the root of this. You know, now someone would say, well, you know, now wait a minute. Now, isn't that a little irreverent? acting like that before God. Well, let me tell you that no, it is not. If it's done in a spirit of faith, if it's done in the realm of the truth, if it's done through the word of the Lord, if it's done with the submission to God, no, it's not. No, it's not at all. It's the way that breakthroughs come. It's the way that breakthroughs come. You know, and we need that sword of the Spirit, because you can't go on what you feel. Get out of your feelings, and the Spirit of God will deliver you from it, so that you're dictated in your thoughts according to how you perceive things to be. I prayed about it. I've lifted up 3-4 times, and, you know, heaven is silent. I hadn't heard anything. You know, I hadn't heard anything. And then we become disheartened or discouraged. Everybody say, "I forgive you, Pastor." Now, some of you said it, you know. But may I tell you what that is that I just described to you? Shallowness. Shallowness. Don't you get sick? Do you not get sick and tired if you're there? If that describes, do you not get sick and tired of shallowness? You don't have to live in the realm of shallowness. A believer doesn't have to, is not meant to live. You're meant to be the powerhouse of Almighty God. You're meant to be a force to be reckoned with in this world and in this life. That's what you were made for in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're here to make a difference. You're here for eternal destiny. You're here for a divine purpose. And that's who you really are if you are in Jesus. If you're really in Jesus, that's what you're here for. All right. Let's go on from there just for a minute here as I go on. You know, I want you to go to another place for me. I want you to mark that. Will you mark it? Will you mark it right there? And I want you to go over into Luke chapter 1. I want you to go over into Luke chapter 1. I have this sensitivity to me today, this feeling that I have in my heart, you know, and I had it speaking to me, you know, that there's a spirit of grace to be released, a spirit of grace, a very definite spirit of grace to be released. And this is the ones that, and it's for all, but this was speaking to my heart. And particularly if you're here today and you're going through a struggle, trial or difficult times, or feel like that your life is in the battle, you know, there's a spirit of grace to be released upon you here today in a unique way to lead you and bring you into the breakthrough of God. You know, I've just named a few things. I'm not going to talk about them, but this was really on my heart about that category of struggle, you know, that you feel helplessness. That's a terrible feeling, isn't it? I know what that's to feel like, you know, when you just feel this helplessness, you know, that's going to change today. Powerlessness in life. And I had this come to my heart, that there's a struggle going in inside of because of a particular blessing not being realized, You know, you feel out of sorts. You know, if this these little definitions that God gave me, hits a place in you, then this is you. You feel your life is off kilter. A trial could be in health issues, relationships, interpersonal issues, financial problems, or family. Now, I want to speak something right here in a healing way to those that are having health issues in the mighty, holy, righteous name of Jesus. I release to you in Jesus' name wholeness. I release to you in Jesus' name wholeness. Wholeness in body, wholeness in heart and mind and soul. I release to you today, right now, in the name of Jesus, I release to you wellness. I release to you wellness, wholeness and wellness in Jesus' name, unto you in the name of Jesus. In difficult times, you may be going through difficult times and you're kind of wondering if God is hearing you or not. I guarantee you that He is. I guarantee you that he is. You know, you might be in the battle, you know, and you feel like that you got a fight on your hands, and you're crying out to God, and you're crying out to God. And there's something I want you to know if you're in the midst of any of that and all of that. First of all, I want you to know that God is always wanting something from us. You know, he delays. I can't tell you why he delays. I just know that he's faithful and true. I know that he's faithful and true, and I know that he will bring the answer and he'll bring the fulfillment when he's ready to bring the answer and bring the fulfillment. You know, and I want you to know that he is faithful to you. You know, that you must maintain a yielded heart. You must maintain a tender heart. That was on, I felt strong in the Lord. You know, a tender heart toward the Lord and a tender heart toward others. A tender heart toward the Lord and a tender heart toward others. You must guard yourself against bitterness. You must guard yourself against resentments. And you must guard yourself against unforgiveness. And that is with others and toward God. People get angry at God and then they harden their heart at God, you know, because God didn't do what they thought that God should do when he should have done it. You know, and really, they've never really laid themselves down at the feet of Jesus and surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus. You come to the place when you pray about things, if you want to have power, you have to give yourself to the Lord in the midst of it. You have to come before the Lord and basically you say, Lord, you know, whatever the future holds, and this is not an act of unbelief, whatever the future holds, I yield myself completely to you. Whether I live or whether I die, whether I stand or whether I fall, I am the Lord's and I will be the Lord's and I'll follow the Lord and I'm going to serve the Lord and be faithful to the Lord no matter what. And in the midst of that, I'm going to believe you. And in the midst of that, not only am I going to believe you, I believe that my deliverance will come from you. That may sound like double talk, but it's not. It's not double talk at all. And it's very important that you walk in that spirit because all fear, all anxiety, all anxiousness will leave you. All fear, all anxiety, all anxiousness will leave you. Are you following me? Because you're anxious about it happening. Or you're anxious because it hadn't already happened. Or you're anxious about the what is and the what will be. You know, the speculation of, then your mind runs wild. Your mind runs wild into speculating, and it's always speculating the worst, all right? Always speculating the worst. And then you're nothing but tormented. You're nothing but tormented. You got to give yourself up to the Lord. And this is when you find the power to stand. You know, after you give yourself up to the Lord, that's where you find the power to stand. Isn't that crazy? But that is the way of the Lord. That is the way of the Lord. And that's where you'll find his strength. That's where you'll find his strength. These are very important points right here. I want to remind you about who your God is. I want to remind you about who your God is. This was on my heart. This is in Luke. You're in Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, and this is, and you know, this is coming into verse 35 here. Verse 35 is in Luke chapter 1, 35. And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the holy offspring shall be called the Son of God." You know, the creative power of God. When it was time for the Son of God to come, and it was the will of God, the creative power of Almighty God came to bring into being that which did not exist. Now, the creative power of God is going to be released in this place here in just a little bit. There's going to be new things that are going to be created into your heart. There's going to be a new you created within your heart that the Spirit of God is going to manifest in you more and more and more. You're not going to live off the old you anymore, that you're going to step into the realm of the new you that God has prepared for you and the destiny that God's called you into. It's got nothing to do with your abilities. It's got nothing to do with your talents. It's got nothing to do with your intelligence. It's got nothing to do with anything that's you of your flesh or your will or your ability whatsoever. It'll be in the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. The creative power of God. And it goes on in verse 36, and behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age. There's another one of the created power of God. And she, who was called barren, is now in her sixth month. And glory to God, this is the final statement made about those things just said in verse 35. It says, for nothing will be impossible with God. You know, that is the realm that God wants you and I to live in. He wants us to dare to believe Him. He does not want us to have faint-heartedness. He does not want us to quickly surrender and to give up. There are things that you have to battle for. You've got to battle for them. If you don't battle for them, they're just not going to come into being. You are called the soldier of the Lord. What in the world does that mean, being a soldier of the Lord, if you don't ever get in and be a part of the fight? And you can't have the victory if you don't ever get into the fight. Don't let those old lies of the evil one, you know, that causes us to go the way of least resistance, you know, and just throw up our hands anymore and say, oh, well, you know, I guess it just wasn't God, you know, because I've been praying about it for 10 days. You know, and nothing's happened. Come on, let's come out of it. Let's come out of it. Oh, everybody say, I'm coming out of it. Yes, we got to come out of it. We got to come out of it and come into this realm of persistence. We got to dare to believe Almighty God. We got to dare to believe Almighty God. Now, I'm going to come back into Luke. It'll probably be here in chapter 11. But mark your place there. Mark your place there so you can get back to it easy. And I want you to turn quickly, if you would, to Isaiah 55. So I declare over you that in the name of Jesus, if you're the struggling, if the one in the trial or the difficult times are in the midst of the battle, and I proclaim over you that you serve the God of the impossible. You serve the God of the impossible. The God of the impossible. I want to tell you, when you begin to see the miracle working power of God, it comes into the lives of not of those that are just all strong and polished off in every way, you know, whatsoever. I tell you, it's those that feel intimidated, they feel weak, they feel wobbly, you know, in that stand before the Lord, and then they begin to walk in and then dare to believe God, and they feel a little awkward in that daring to believe God, and then the old devil tells you that, you know, well, how stupid you are. I mean, you know, who are you trying to be, huh? Who are you trying to be, you know? He'll do all of that type of thing against you, and those are the ones that find the miracle working power of answered prayer. Here we are, and you know, I want something else to kind of remind you of right here. And you know, this is in Isaiah 55. Number one is that you serve the God of the impossible. And here's number two for us. And you know, if you're in the struggling, if you're in the trial, the difficult times, or in the battle, or it's just you. Period. Verse 6 says, "Seek the Lord while He may be found." Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, and He will have compassion on him and to our God. And He will abundantly pardon. And you know, so you've got to seek God to find Him. You're not going to bump into Him in the middle of the night. Repent of whatever is put on your heart and go forward. Repent of whatever is on your heart and go forward. Go forward. Go forward. Go forward. Everybody say, I'm going forward. And go forward. You know, and that comes by seeking the Lord. Do you feel perfect in seeking? Are you completely adequate in seeking? You do it in a perfect manner? No. Not at all, but in the midst of that frailty is where you find the power of Almighty God. That's where you find the power of Almighty God. Oh, and then here, I just want you to see this, that as you wait for the hand of God, as you wait for the answers of the Lord, as you wait for the breakthrough power of Almighty God, this is what is spoken to us in verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. And then it goes on in verse 9, and it says, For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I mean, I think I told you before, I was a young believer, and I wasn't happy because I've been praying about a lot of things and nothing was happening, you know, and, you know, I was frustrated about it all, you know, and so, you know, I started belly aching before God. Yeah, I'm sure none of you have ever done that. But I started belly aching before God and complaining before the Lord. Now, I need to stress something. I need you to know how young in the Lord that I was. I was so young in the Lord that I had no clue that that scripture existed, right? I had never read it in my life. And it's one of them times, that I have to say to you that I'm not sure. I'm not sure if anybody else had been in the room, they would have heard the same thing because it was that strong. I don't know if he spoke audibly or he just spoke that strong in my spirit, but I tell you, it was powerful. It was powerful. Man, I'm going to town and my belly aching and my complaining before God. My crying, the poor woes is me. Oh, come out of that self-pity spirit. Oh, come out. Come out. That self-pity spirit. It's robbing you of your faith before Almighty God. I know it feels comfortable. It's like a warm, cozy little coat that you could put on. You just, you know, you put on that pity spirit. It feels good. You know, because, you know, I can pity me and I can just waller here a little bit, you know, and there's no demand on me, you know, after all. Poor, pitiful me. I was in the middle of it, and then all of a sudden it came a big booming voice, and that big booming voice quoted that verse right there to me. It quoted it so hard and so loud that in the midst of my rant, or whatever you want to call it, it shut me up right there on the spot. I mean, it's like somebody interrupted me in the middle of my belly aching and complaining, and it came like this. It came, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. And I shut my mouth. You remember that this says, let God have his way. He knows how to meet your need. He knows how to answer prayer. He knows how to change things. You keep on believing him. You know, and his ways are not your ways. He has multiple purposes, not just simply one point, which is maybe what I want. I don't care really about the rest of it. You know, I don't even know what all God's wanting to do, but I can tell you when God moves, he's moving for a multitude of reasons. All right, praise God. Let's go back. Let's go back so you remember that. Let's go back to Luke 11. I'm going to bring this down here. In Luke 11, I just want to read one other point right here in Luke 11. You know, these are things for us to lay hold of, and let's remember, you know, as we press on in this persistence in prayer, you know, because this is where the breakthroughs come from. This is where the breakthroughs. You can cry out to God, and you probably will, and you should. You know, I cry out to God because I come to the end of my own strength. I come to the end of my own strength. You know, and if I come to the end of my own strength, you know, I'm either going to have to find another strength, which is going to be the strength of God, or I'm going to give up, right? And so there's a crying out in the midst of this. You know, we in our weakness is where strength is being perfected. In the midst of our weakness is where strength is being perfected. Okay, here we go. You're back up here in Luke, and Luke 11, Now we broke off here at verse 8, but I just want you to see just a couple other things right here. You know, and it says, and I'm going to come back and deal with this, but verse 9 says, and I say to you, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and you shall be opened to you. And then verse 10 says, for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. Oh, what promise of Almighty God that has been given to us in the mighty, holy, righteous name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to release a few things right here upon us as a church and as individuals. I would declare a powerhouse of faith over this place in the name of Jesus. I declare a powerhouse of prayer in this place in the name of Jesus. Oh, by the Holy Spirit of God right now, in Jesus' name, let the Holy Spirit begin to distribute, as seen this morning, gifts of the Holy Spirit, anointings of the Holy Spirit going forth upon the people of Almighty God in the mighty name of Jesus. Warriors in the Spirit, arise in Jesus' name. Warriors in the Spirit, arise in Jesus' name. Take up your rightful place in the kingdom of God. Take up your rightful place in the kingdom of God. Kings in the Lord, in the Spirit, come forth in the name of Jesus. Rulers of the Lord, in the kingdom of God, emerge into your realm in Jesus' name. Priest of the Lord, arise and take your authority in Christ Jesus. Let these things be released upon the people of God in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let the anointing come upon the beloved of the Lord now. Let the anointing of the Lord come upon the beloved of the Lord. A spirit of distraction, you be removed in the name of Jesus from our hearts and from our lives in Jesus' name. I release a turnaround spirit in this place in Jesus' name. A turnaround spirit in this place in Jesus' name. And here's what's coming upon us right now in the name of Jesus, as a laser focus by the Spirit is upon you and creative power to form within you. The laser focus of the Holy Spirit is upon you to bring about the creative power of being formed in you in Jesus' name. Exploits of the Spirit are to be released now in the name of Jesus. Exploits in the Spirit are released now in the name of Jesus. I had something that the Spirit is imparting to you right now to do exploits in the Spirit this coming week or when it may happen. You are to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and you are to lay hands on someone. You're to lay hands on someone, and you are to speak to them, and you speak their name. You say their name, and you say, and Jesus Christ heals you. And Jesus Christ heals you. This does not have to be someone that is necessarily sick with an obvious sickness. When the Spirit of the Lord tells you to do it, that's when you do it. And you ask them, Bill, Johnny, you know, William, Susie, Mary, may I pray for you? Can I say a prayer for you? And you put your hands upon them. And you see, Mary, Jesus Christ heals you. This is an assignment of the Spirit of the Lord that is given right now in the name of Jesus. And along with that, you know, I felt the Holy Spirit speak something else to me. He spoke this to me as well. And that was, is that I'm going to dare you, okay? I'm going to do you like we did when I was in school. I'm not going to only dare you, I'm going to double dog dare you, okay? I'm double dog daring you right now, okay? Here it is. Say to the Lord, Lord. No, I don't mean right now, I'm sorry. But you say this to the Lord. Show me things. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Hey. A double dog dare you. Lord. 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 Show me things. Show me things. This is being released upon you in Jesus' name right now. New things in the Spirit, new graces by the Spirit, and new equipping by the Spirit of the Lord. Kathy, why don't y'all come on? Why don't y'all come on? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, praise His holy, righteous name. Praise His holy, righteous name. Glory, glory to the Lord. Would you all come on now? Oh, I lay hold of it. Lay hold of it. Lay hold of it.